Welcome everyone to another appointment with eVector, Meet the Expert. Today, I'm delighted to introduce you Frederic Bartomeus from Spain. Hi, Frederic.
Hello, Eva. How are you?
I'm fine, very well, thank you. Nice to have you here. Frederic.
Thanks. I'm ready.
Yeah, you're ready, great. So please let us know a little bit about yourself. Where do you work in Spain and on what? Thanks.
So I'm working very near Barcelona, 1 hour north from Barcelona, in an ecology research center. And I'm a professor at the Catalan Institute of Advanced Studies and working for the Spanish Research Council in this research center, and also at CREAF at the University Autonoma of Barcelona. My training is, I'm biologist by training, but I've been working a lot on modeling animal movement and dispersal processes.
Talking about animal, I see you have a big interest on little animals like mosquitoes, right? And this is where I want to go today, actually. I want to talk to you about this very interesting app that you develop, which is called Mosquito Alert.
Yes, I prefer to call it a system. It's a citizen science system, Mosquito Alert. And the main goal is to help on the research and management of mosquito-borne diseases. So we are really targeting disease mosquitoes with this app and asking citizens to provide, help us to collect data related to these vector mosquitoes. And then this data is used for modeling, for trying to prepare maps to anticipate risks, and also at the control level.
So this is really for the citizen, for the community, they can use this app.
Exactly, this is citizen-based. Everything we do is open science, and we deliver the data that citizens are providing to the citizen themselves. But the idea is that we are building, extending the communities beyond citizens, also with academics, entomologists, and public health agencies. The project started in 2013, and it was triggered because here there was a big economic crisis, and most of the Aedes albopictus control that was going on in Spain stopped. And at that time, I was working with environmental scientists, Aitana Oltra, and sociologist John Palmer, in modeling the distribution of albopictus and trying to help on control measures. With these sociologists, we were also working in another project on human mobility with apps, and we just connected the dots and thought, well, maybe we can build up an app or a system where citizens can help us to collect this data that now we are collecting. So we joined together all these ideas and we tried to build up one unique system incorporating all these different types of data that we think are relevant for preparedness and anticipating outbreak risks in one single system. So that's the idea that we have been following up with the help of two relevant European projects, European funding. We are now able to start upscaling this pilot ideas in different countries in Europe.
Yeah, I see this is can also have a very good implication on other parallel projects that are dealing with emerging diseases. And to mention one is the VEO, the Horizon 2020 project, Versatile Emerging Diseases Observatory, where you are part of it, leading a working package of citizen science, correct?
In VEO, our role is precisely to come up with a system, citizen-based and with fair principles on data collection gathering, to generate the baseline information about the vectors at real time, no? With this kind of big data tools that are smartphones. Yeah. And then the idea is that as World Package, we're providing this data, we validate this data with field sampling. And this data is then used in another work package in VEO, who are modeling risk maps and outbreak risk with other many other kind of variables, like socioeconomic, land cover use.
And then there is another project, which is another European project, which is called AIM COST, Aedes invasive mosquitoes. You link to that one as well. I mean, the mosquito alert is part of the AIM or in use also with the AIM community. Can you tell us how in this way?
Yes, exactly. So if in VEO, the goal is really to to be able to deploy this system at the European scale. But for that, you need really networking. You need to get this European community of entomologists, because all these pictures in the system need to be validated by experts. And so that what we are doing in ACOST is really to build up this digital entomological lab, build up these communities, design together with experts how it should be, the way we should be validating these pictures, what are the conflicts, what are the limitations, and try to make an objective scheme of validation. Each of these pictures that citizens can provide are validated by three experts. The important thing here, I think, is that when you try to build these citizen science systems, it's not only about the binomial between one profile of academies and citizens. So you really need to build up communities. And exactly. as you have been now observing, we have even been, academics is also citizenship, right? Yeah. But you need modelers, you need people doing informatics, you need expert entomologists, you need public health agencies and people who is on the, you know, operationally having the responsibility to take care or anticipate risks. So all this is the community that we want to make big, and we want to interlink and work together with all of them to make this a truly innovation process, right? So we are piloting all these ideas, and each of these communities is going to have requirements and needs, and this is already what is going on with all these projects. So that we can build up some unique system which can serve as the basis for then maybe regionalize in the future.
Yeah, but because
we
also
want to start with something that is you know, on the same plane for everybody and tested and consensuated by many people.
Now, this is great because, I mean, the citizens want to be involved. So after all, you know, they want to see that their effort, and they also, they were happy to see that with their contribution, this can ameliorate their life too. Mosquito Alert starts in Spain, but is also in use all over Europe. I mean, you already have data, or people in Europe in different countries are already using
It's just starting. This we launched this, the new version of the app with all the models that we want in 18 different languages.
Fantastic.
By September last year, because we were on pandemic,
okay,
and everything was delayed.
Of course.
So this 2021 season is the one when we really can start and see whether we really can collect data all over Europe and see what came up.
Fantastic. So yeah, so look up for the app. You can see here on the link for the website where you can find Mosquito Alert. You can download it on your mobile phone and start using it. And we will follow your progression. And I'm sure there will be more and more data coming to analyze.
Okay, thank you very much. Yes, I hope if someone gets into the project, and also we have emails like for them to address questions to us or improvements or things that they see.
Yeah.
We receive all this information. Obviously, we may not answer all of them, but we really take care of the information received.
Yeah.
And if there are anything that we can solve, we will solve it.
Okay, well, good. People should take note of this. Well, excellent idea, and I'm sure it's going to be very successful. Well done.
Okay.
Thank you, Frederick, to talk us about your project, and hope to see you around.
Thanks for this nice interview, and we see around. Either telematically or presentially.
Hopefully soon in some nice conference, finally live.
Exactly.
Thank you for your time.
Bye.
Thank you very much. Bye, Frederick.